Hello, everyone. This is Rachel Wall with Inspired Hygiene, and I want to welcome you to the call. Thank you so much for being here for our wrap-up of our video and teleclass series called A Team Approach, How Hygienists, Doctors, and Practice Administrators Can Work Together to Overcome Challenges with Hygiene Time Management. I am so excited that you guys have been a part of this, and it's really fun to see things kind of culminate in the teleclass tonight. I can't wait to hear your questions and comments. Thank you to everyone who has passed this along, to friends and colleagues. Thank you for the comments that you left and the questions that you posed with the videos. Really appreciate your energy and everything that's gone into it. I'm excited also to tell you and remind you that we are offering AGD-approved CE for the call today. So make sure you're taking notes. There will be a post-test, and I'll let you know at the end the course code and how all of that will be listed and where you can find all of that. Okay, so be sure to take some notes. Again, just, you know, this is a topic that is near and dear to my heart as a hygienist myself, and it's something that in all my teaching, private coaching, you know, whether I'm speaking to hygienists, doctors, or administrators, the topic of hygiene time management always comes up. And I have talked with our coaches and Inspired Hygiene speakers, and they said the same thing. So that's when I knew that it was something that we had to talk about. And we have participated with office manager study clubs and groups, and it's a topic that they really requested. And I know that hygienists are frustrated with it too. You know, hygienists, what we hear from them is that they feel like they never have enough time. There's always so much to do and so much to offer and so much to discuss with patients during this short period of time that we sometimes feel like we can never get it done. You know, doctors feel like, how can I get in there and do the doctor exam on time? How can I make that more efficient? How can I provide tools? What tools can I provide for my hygiene team to really help improve hygiene time management? And the administrators want to also know what can they do to avoid hygiene running over so patients don't have to wait. And it can't be a one-sided conversation. Time management really is a team approach. And even dental assistants help with hygiene time management by helping doctors find a breaking point to go and do the hygiene exams and helping remind the doctors when hygiene is ready for that exam. And so, like in the videos, I'll point out during our time together some specific things that hygienists, doctors, and administrative team can do to overcome the most common reasons for challenges with hygiene time management. And I have to say, throughout this whole process and the videos and everything, I've been really reluctant to say poor hygiene time management, because when we say, for instance, how to overcome poor hygiene time management, it implicates that there is a problem with the hygienist. And while I will say that there are some bad habits that can be overcome, and I'm a hygienist, I can say that because I know I've experienced that too, I really believe that there's so many factors that go into the management of time in the hygiene appointment that contribute to the efficiency and contribute to the ability to accomplish what's expected during that time. So we all kind of share the load and share the responsibility for that, and I'm going to give you some ideas, some more ideas on how to overcome some of those challenges. So I have to say I've never met a hygienist that intentionally runs behind, and most of you have heard, you know, it's not, if you have a problem in the practice, it's not a people problem, it's a systems problem. And I have to say that that's true in this case too. And that's one of our things that we're going to talk about again is systems. So like I said, there are some habits that make it hard to stay on time and some specific systems that hygienists can develop and utilize that will make a huge impact in this area. So let's just jump right into these. These are the five most common reasons for hygienists running over. And so what I'm going to do is, it'll be a little bit of review from the videos, but also digging deeper into some areas and giving you some specific strategies for overcoming some of these and some additional resources too. So the number one most common resource for hygienists running over is not allowing enough time in the hygiene appointment to begin with. So I'm assuming that in your practice, hygiene has 60 minutes for most adult prophys and perio maintenance. And I understand that kids and new patients, scaling and replanting appointments are different, and we customize those. And some practices customize all of their appointments, but I tend to find that there's still, even if even if they say we allow our hygienists to customize or the hygienists have the freedom to customize, there's still kind of a standard that we fall into in the practice, or maybe it's an unspoken expectation of how much time is to be spent on this. Okay, but we're going to assume that 60 minutes. And you guys have heard me talk about the 20-20-20 breakdown, so I won't go into a lot of detail on that. But what you know is that that first 20 minutes is dedicated to the hygiene exam, to the data, the diagnostic data collection, such as the periocharting, the enteral cameras, oral cancer exam, right, medical history and that kind of thing. So we know then that the next 20 minutes is for the scale and polish, and that the final 20 minutes is for the doctor exam, room turnover, pre-appointing for the next appointment. So if you are at 50 minutes for the typical adult hygiene visit, then your breakdown is more like this. It's more like 15, 20, 15. Okay, and so you notice that the time did not come off the scaling. The time came off of the front and the back end. So it came off the exam, and it came off the exam on the front end, the hygiene exam, and the doctor exam on the back end. Okay, and we're putting that doctor exam time on the back end of that appointment, but what we're going to talk about in just a moment is that may happen at a different time in the appointment. But we know that we're going to still have that specific amount of time dedicated to it. Now, here's something that's interesting. If you're at 45 minutes for the typical appointment time, something interesting happens. It tends to be more like this, 5, 30, 10. Okay? So you see what happens. So with the 60 minutes, it can be 20, 20, 20. Sometimes it's 10, 40, 10. We'll talk about that. If you're at 50 minutes, the breakdown is more likely 15, 20, 15. But when you get to 45 minutes, something different happens. It's usually 5, 30, and 10, right? Because the less amount of time that you allot for those adult hygiene visits, the adult prophy and the perio maintenance, the less time is spent on diagnostics and the more time is spent on scaling. Okay, and part of this is a shift in what is the primary purpose in that prophy or perio maintenance appointment. And for so many hygienists, it's the scaling, right? That's what's first and foremost. We've got to get that scaling done. That's what the patient wants. And so that becomes higher, gets higher and higher up on that priority list. Almost the less time you have, the higher that scaling moves up the list. And then other, so just get omitted because there simply isn't enough time, that your system creates even more of this. So you're diagnosing less perio, and so then more scaling time is required in these prophys. Does that make sense? So just think about that for a little bit. So the cycle begins here. This is where the cycle begins. The less time allowed, the more that time becomes focused on the scaling, and the less it's focused on diagnosis, data collection, and enrollment. And the less enrollment, the more prophys you're going to have, and the more difficult scaling you're going to have on those patients, the more time it's going to take. I want you to do this for a second. Grab a piece of paper if you don't have one, and draw a circle. Okay? And at the top of that circle, write poor production. And at the right side of the circle, write shorter appointments. And at the bottom of the circle, write poor diagnosis. And at the left of the circle, write poor service mix. Okay? So you see how this is, and then you can draw kind of an arrow between each of those words, and you see the cycle just continues. It's just a continuous cycle, right? So one of the knee-jerk reactions to trying to increase hygiene production is decreasing the hygiene appointment time. Okay? So poor production, the first knee-jerk reaction can sometimes be shortening the appointments, right? Because if we get more patients in a day, we're going to produce more. What happens with shorter appointments is what we just discussed. Poor diagnosis, right? A lot of those data collection and enrollment pieces get omitted. So now you're at poor diagnosis, which creates a poor service mix. All of a sudden, we're not diagnosing anything in hygiene. And so all we have are prophys. So we have a very poor service mix. And then all of a sudden, we're back up to poor production again. And sometimes it might be that the production isn't so bad, but the profitability is a problem. And so this service mix cycle continues until somewhere you break that cycle and you change things. I want to give you a quick example. I was speaking recently to a study club here in North Carolina that is sponsored by Periodontist. And the study club has just recently started, just within the last year or so, and Inspired Hygiene was very fortunate to be involved, myself and Stacey McCauley involved in presenting some programs to them. And I was there, and a woman raised her hand, and she said, you know, because of the study club and the things that we've learned, we made a decision in our practice to shift from 30-minute appointments. So they were seeing a patient, adult or child, every 30 minutes, okay, throughout their day. Not assisted hygiene, straight book hygiene, every 30 minutes. She said, we decided to move from every 30 minutes to 60 minutes because exactly what was happening in their practice is this service mix cycle. Okay, they had shortened appointments to increase production. The other thing they had was a high demand of patient care. So they had this challenge of abundance, we call it, where they had more patients that needed to get into the practice than what they could supply, so they just kept putting them in and putting them in and putting them in. And what they realized was they ran some of their numbers, and I'll share with you a tool for that in just a moment, and they saw that their perio numbers were really, really low, and they really wanted to do something about that. So I don't know if you can relate to what a huge decision that is for practice. They're essentially cutting their hygiene supply in half, so that their amount of hygiene availability, but they have the same number of patients. So they have to make a lot of decisions there. But they said that we are committed to giving absolutely the best care to our patients, and they weren't able to do that in the 30-minute time slot. So what they're able to do now, she said, is I'm able to actually think. I'm able to actually look at my patients, look at their risk factors, look at their medical history, talk to them about the connection between their oral and their systemic health, and really enroll them into the proper treatment for them instead of just running everybody through this 30-minute cycle. And that decision will change their practice forever. And that is a huge 180 paradigm shift, but it is a perfect example of the decision that needed to be made to get them out of this service mix, this poor service mix cycle. They had to do something differently, okay? We're going to bring that up again in just a second. So what happens in the hygiene mind when there's no room on the schedule for perio treatment is that it just doesn't happen. And then that cycle continues, right? So let's say that you're a hygienist and you see a patient that you're scaling and you've kind of gotten a little deeper into it than you expected, and you're realizing, gosh, there's a lot of bleeding here, and they're 4 or 5 millimeter pockets, and they really need something other than a prophy. But I know it's going to be 8 weeks before I can even get them in, so I'm just going to do the best I can today, and we're going to check it again the next time. Well, the next time they come back, again, it's 8 weeks before they can get in. And so all of a sudden, they're doing these difficult prophies every 3 or 4 months, and that cycle's never broken by proper enrollment and proper treatment and having the time to really spend on that biofilm disruption or scaling and root planing. So the other thing that I want to give you a little tip on is really setting priority care blocks. You must reserve time for priority care. These are new patients for periotherapy and perio maintenance patients, because you want to be able to take care of those patients in a timely manner and to really address the issue. You're building up all this sense of urgency when you're enrolling treatment and talking about the active infection. And then when it comes up and they can't get on the schedule for 8 weeks, all of that is just kind of the rug's pulled out from under you. And all of that urgency that you created is gone. And so it's really, really important for you guys to reserve time. And this is one of the things that our Mastermind members use their private coaching calls for, is to have our coaching team help them determine how many blocks do I need, how do I set these up. A little tip is, another little analysis tip is looking at the number of new adult comp exams that you see in your practice every month compared to the number of quads of periotherapy. It can be the 4341 or the 4342, doesn't matter. So what number of quads of therapy compared to number of adult comp exams? They should be about the same, okay? If they are about the same, then what you know is, okay, we're doing okay with enrolling new patients into perio treatment, but what about existing patients, right? We may have hundreds of patients that are in perio maintenance that never go back through therapy and are kind of limping along through maintenance. Or if you see that you see 40 adult comp exams and only 10 quads of scaling root planning a month, you have a huge amount of growth potential in the area of periotherapy. So if you look at new patients per month equal the number of quads per month, at the very least you want to make sure you block for that. So let's say that you have 20 new patients a month and 20 quads, and your hygienists do 2 quads in, let's say, in an hour or 90 minutes, then you need 10 blocks. And you can scatter those blocks out throughout the month, distribute them between the hygienists. And, you know, our mastermind members, that's one of the questions they come to us during the private coaching time is, how do I map this out? How do I distribute this evenly between the hygienists? How long do we hold these blocks? So something to really kind of think about when you're trying to reserve time on the schedule for periotherapy. So when we talk about appointment time and making sure that we're allowing adequate time, the responsibilities of the administrator are to really honor that time that's been set aside. So instead of shortening the time and squeezing some more patients in to really honor that, the doctor's responsibility is to really set clear expectations of what is to be accomplished during that time and then trust that. The hygienist's responsibility is to use it. So the kiss of death to having an adequate amount of time for the hygiene visit is if the hygienists don't use it. So if you're not using that time. You know, one of the teams I spoke to recently, the doctor said, gosh, you know, these patients are sitting up at 37 after the hour and they're completely finished, and we're wondering why we're having a problem with enrollment. So just really take that time to enroll those patients and educate those patients and make those connections between their oral health and their systemic health. Take that very seriously and really utilize that time that you have. All right, so number 2, reason for challenges with hygiene time management is not having a systematic approach. So on the video, I gave you guys the ultimate hygiene exam resource. So I want to mention that again. It's inspiredhygiene.com/ultimate HYG exam. And this is really just a starting point. You know, you can have a checklist for everything, a system for everything. And what it does is it removes that mental energy that you have to expend on every single patient. If you have a system, then you know what you're going to do. It's like if every time you went to bake cookies, you had to recreate the recipe. You know, you'd remember flour and sugar, but if you forgot the baking soda, your cookies are going to turn out flat. And so instead, you just pull out your recipe and you follow it. So it takes a lot less energy, right? All I have to do is pull out all the ingredients, have all that handy. You know, one of the things that my mom taught me when I was a kid that I'm still always reminded of every time I do a recipe, and sometimes I do it better than others, is take out everything in the recipe before you start. Because how many times have you not done that and then to figure out that I'm out of eggs, right? I've got everything mixed up, but I'm out of eggs, and so I have to call my neighbor and get some eggs, right? So the same is true for your appointment. You know, we talked about being prepared. It's crucial. Know what is planned for that day. You know, it may change, but if you have to look up, you know, when your patient gets in the chair, if they need x-rays or not, you're going to have to go get the sensor, you're going to have to cover it, and then you've just used up 2 minutes, you know, looking for the sensor. So just like the recipe, right, make sure you know what you need, have everything ready in advance so when the patient sits in your chair, you can really hit the ground running. So one of the most overlooked systems is how to diagnose and treat periodontal disease. And it used to be that I would go into practices and coach, and very often they wouldn't even have a probe on the tray, or they'd have a probe, but they just didn't use it, and there was no period charting, and so they didn't even have an indicator for when to treat disease. But this one client I walked into, they had about 5 hygienists, and I was expecting that because their numbers were very low, but I walked in and everybody was period charting and they were calling out the numbers, and yet they had no system. They didn't know what to do with the information once they gathered it. And so having a really clear system is very, very important, and we're going to speak to that in a little bit. Some other examples of systems that you want to have in your hygiene department is, you know, that ultimate hygiene exam. You want to have a doctor exam system. You want to have a system for chart review, and we have that as a resource for our mastermind members. A checklist for your daily huddle, your morning huddle. How to schedule the hygiene appointment, right? You make up the appointment, you fill out the card, ask how the patient wants to be confirmed, and you put a note in their chart, and then you give them that reason to return. So having that little checklist, even for scaling, you know, I gave an example on the video of the dentist that had his teeth cleaned by the hygienist, and I mean, that always makes us nervous, this hygienist, right? But this hygienist, he counted, you know, I think it was like, I don't know, 38 times that she put down and picked up the instrument. And so you just think about the time that takes and the wear and tear on your body. So with the scaling, you know, what's your system? You use the ultrasonic first, and then maybe explore, and then you use your, you know, your sickles to go into those areas that you couldn't reach. For perio maintenance, I use this as an example in the video, that on every perio maintenance patient, you know you're going to do a complete perio charting. And that's just part of that perio maintenance, so you know that that's part of what you're going to do. And here's a little tip. You need to have a complete perio exam recorded in detail, okay, bleeding, recession, furcation, pocket depth, all of that, at least once a year. The absolute ideal is at every visit. Many of our practices do it at every visit for every adult patient. Some do it once a year, and on perio maintenance patients, they do it at every visit. And even if your patients visit the periodontist, you need to have your own record. That is your documentation at least once a year on those patients, okay? One little tip, too, about being prepared is, you know, one thing you can agree on, and I've worked in a practice where we have four operatories and one sensor, and it works fine, is that you have to have an agreement, though, that when you're finished with the sensor, you remove it from your computer, you place it back in the basket, and then it's on the edge of your counter. So anybody can walk by and see the basket and grab it. If you happen to have two new patients or two patients at the same time, you have multiple hygienists that need x-rays, don't wait. You know, sometimes folks will say, well, I'm just going to wait to seat my patient until, you know, Jean is finished taking the x-rays on her patient. Don't wait. Get the patient back. You can always do their medical history review. You can do their intraoral exam and their photos, oral cancer exam, and all of that while the other hygienist is using the sensor. And then when he or she is finished, they're going to pop it out, and then you can just run over and get that. Or you can just say, you know what, let me know when you're finished, and I'm going to run and get that. So just keep moving along. The other little tip is with medical histories, this is particularly helpful with new patients or any patient that's updating medical histories, is yes, you want to have the administrative team when the patient comes in, go ahead and give them the medical history. But don't wait until that patient is finished to seat them. Go ahead and take them back because you can help them get through that medical history a lot faster, right? You can sit knee to knee with them and say, okay, let's do this together. So have you had, are you allergic to any medications? And you can almost just read the questions for them and then give them the long list of conditions and say, please look through all of these, check any that apply, and then have them sign. I mean, it just goes so quickly. So really just keep things moving forward. So the team responsibilities here with having a system is administrators, when you schedule a hygiene appointment, please research what that patient is going to need and put it in the appointment. So one thing that we run into sometimes is the if the person that's scheduling it doesn't know or doesn't look at the history of the patient, they'll just automatically schedule it for an adult prophy. And then sometimes the hygienist doesn't check it and it gets charged out as that when it really should be a perio maintenance. And it creates a whole, number one, not billing for the proper procedure, right? And so the production value isn't there. And then once that patient has been prophy, it's going to be really hard to re-enroll them in perio maintenance. So really pay attention to that and look at their ledger. What has been billed? Okay, this is what I need to schedule it for. Doctors, support that consistent system. This might mean getting out of your routine a little bit, which might mean checking hygiene earlier in the appointment than you typically do. Hygienists, create and then work your system. You know, one hygienist that I've been working with recently, she pulls up the intro photo screen right in front of her so she knows that she needs to take a photo. That's one of the things that really reminds her so she can do her photos every time. Number three, too much scaling. This probably should have been number one as far as what causes hygienists to run behind. And I mentioned Parkinson's law, that work expands so as to fill the time available for its completion. And if you just apply this anywhere, you'll see that it's so true. If you don't have a system in place for knowing when to recommend perio treatment, it's really hard to stay in that 20-minute scaling boundary. And I want to let you know that at the end of the call, before the Q&A, I'm going to share with you an opportunity to access one of our most effective tools for developing a progressive, consistent perio protocol in your office, and finally getting everybody on the same page. That's one of the things we hear about a lot is we've got to get our whole team on the same page. And if you're ready to find out more about that, I'm going to share it in detail at the end of the call, but you can go to hygienemastermindcharter.com, and we're going to give you the chance to get one of our tools that folks really have used a lot to develop a consistent, common, clear written perio protocol. All right, so there are two reasons for too much scaling. One is that there is no clear system on when to put patients into perio therapy. A lot of patients in that gray area. And two is not fully utilizing ultrasonics. So number one, not clear on when to put patients into perio therapy. I hope by now you've downloaded the perio tool that we mentioned on the video so you can see your perio percentage and how you measure up to that 30% or higher, you know, desired percentage of procedures and hygiene being perio related. And if not, you can go to inspiredhygiene.com/periotool, T-O-O-L, perio tool. And I'll go into that in a little more detail in just a moment. The second reason is not fully utilizing ultrasonics. So while ultrasonics cannot kill bacteria, this is a very controversial topic because there's some conflicting evidence. While they may not be able to kill bacteria, they are extremely effective at biofilm disruption and calculus removal. And those are the two causes, right? That biofilm, that bacterial, that's the cause of the infection. And what's been shown is that the skill of the clinician is a huge component to effectiveness. Skill and the time spent in the area. So we have Inspired Hygiene coaches that do hands-on instrumentation and ultrasonic training. Please reach out to us if that's anything that we can help you with. Systematic reviews have shown that there's really no difference in clinical outcome with ultrasonic enhanced scalers, yet another systematic review published in J Clinical Perio in 2012 found that ultrasonics can reduce scaling time by over 30%. Okay, so that means if it would take you 30 minutes to do the scaling manually, it would only take 20 with ultrasonics. Okay, so you see how this relates back to time management. Huge, huge piece. And don't forget, you know, like we talked about on the videos, to make sure that you are measuring your tips. Okay, so responsibilities here are admin, support the hygienist when they recommend that the patient come back for therapy. All right, and do your best to provide those really clear financial options to help the patient pay for that treatment and help make that affordable. Doctors, listen to your hygienist when they ask to order instruments and ask them to show you the worn tips and replace them. It's just like burrs, right? A dull burr, it takes twice as long to cut the prep. So dull and worn out ultrasonic tips really pretty much take away that whole time efficiency that you get with ultrasonics. So if you're looking at time management, if you're looking at efficiency, if you're looking at effective removal of biofilm, because by the way, worn out ultrasonic tips have a tendency to burnish calculus, okay? So you will increase your clinical outcomes, improve your clinical outcomes for your patients, which is our number one key indicator of the effectiveness of our periotherapy, right, is that tissue response, then you're going to want to have ultrasonic tips that are performing at their maximum potential. And hygienists, evaluate your instruments. You know, take the time to sit down with your hand instruments and your ultrasonics and really evaluate them for sharpness and for wear. You know, there is a point, and in our mastermind library, recently there was a call on, are your hygiene instruments working for you or are you working for them? You know, are your hygiene instruments so worn out that it's causing more work and more energy and effort on the hygienist's part? And hygienists, start timing yourself to see how long scaling takes. How long are you spending on that patient? And typically, if you're spending more than 20, 25 minutes on that scale and polish, that patient likely needs something other than a prophy. Or if it's a stain situation, they may need two prophys. Okay, so just keep that in mind. Just keep that in mind. Okay, so let's see. We're moving on to number four, waiting too long to diagnose and treat periodontal disease. This is a huge piece of hygiene time management, right? Because it is directly related to that scaling time. And I believe based on science that patients with 4-millimeter pockets or deeper, bleeding, active bleeding, loss of crustal bone that's apparent on the radiographs, that those patients have at least a beginning level of active periodontal disease. And studies have shown that 30% bone density is lost before it's visible to our eyes on digital radiographs. Okay, 30% of bone density lost before it's visible to our eyes on digital radiographs. So I want you to do something here. I want you to ask yourself this question. This is a question we ask of a lot of our team members, our coaching team members, is what percentage of your patients have 4-millimeter bleeding and 4-millimeter pockets or deeper, bleeding and even slight bone loss? What percentage of your patients that you see day-to-day for prophys, okay, I should clarify that, for prophys have 4 millimeters or deeper pockets, bleeding, and even slight bone loss, okay? So write that number down. You don't have to share it with anybody. Just write that number down. And then I want you to compare that to the perio percentage that you came up with from that perio tool, okay? So if you haven't had a chance to download that, just write down what you think your patients have, what percentage of your patients have active infection. And then when you run your perio numbers, you're going to compare those two. It's not uncommon for hygienists to say, gosh, at least 50% of my patients fall into that category. And then they run their perio numbers and they're at 10% perio. Okay, so there's the gap. There's that gap that you're working to close. Now, you may never get to 50% perio as far as your procedures and hygiene, and that's okay, right? If you get from 10% to 25%, that's a huge, huge improvement. And getting that to 30 and 40 and 50% takes years of very diligent effort and commitment to that piece of your practice. So just think about, though, you know, how many of those patients that you put into this category, 4 millimeters or deeper, bleeding, and even slight bone loss, how many of those patients come in every 3 months for prophys? Okay, are you really doing perio maintenance? Are you really doing scaling root plane on those patients? And how many are considered difficult prophys? If you have difficult prophy codes on your fee schedule, it may be a good indicator that it's time to carefully review when and how you move patients into therapy, really, and going back and looking at some of those patients that are difficult prophys and really looking back at their perio charting, looking back at their x-rays, and looking back at their risk factors too, right? Do they have risk factors? Inflammatory conditions, diabetes, high blood pressure, obesity, stress, you know, all those things that can contribute to inflammation, and really looking at them a little bit differently. So one of the things that we hear is, yes, these patients have been like this, but they've been like this forever. They're maintaining, you know, they're not getting any worse. So the next question I want you to ask yourself about those patients, though, is, are they getting any better? So they may not be getting any worse, but are they getting any better? Okay? And particularly if they have other inflammatory burdens, right, that they're carrying. And we've got a call coming up on inflammation. And so, inflammation, I mean, we list just all these different inflammatory conditions, you know, hypothyroidism, psoriasis, rheumatoid arthritis, diabetes, obesity, stress, all of these different inflammatory conditions, right? High blood pressure, cardiovascular disease. All of these place an inflammatory burden on that patient. And do you want to have one more chronic inflammatory burden, right, that is their periodontal health? So one of the things that comes up when a lot of our team members are kind of refining and resetting their perio protocols is, well, how do we talk to our existing patients about this? This is a burning question. And this happens no matter where we are in the country, no matter what size practice we are, what type of practice. If they are upgrading their protocols and really refining their definition of health versus disease, this question comes up a lot. How do we talk to existing patients about this? How do we recommend therapy to patients we've been seeing for 10 years, right, without them thinking that all of a sudden we're trying to sell them some new treatment or we haven't done what we're supposed to do in the past? So what I know is that we do the best we can with the information that we have, right? And when we have new information, we can do better. When we know better, we can do better, right? So here's the thing, is all of those patients that may be in your practice that you think that are in they're having PROVIEs, or maybe even perio maintenance, maybe they're limping along in perio maintenance, and you're trying to do, you know, retreatment with scaling and root planting at these perio maintenance appointments, and you're thinking, gosh, they really just need to go through therapy again. You know, what I know is that you haven't ignored this. You have talked to the patient. You have either focused on, you know, refining their home care efforts. You've shortened their interval. You've tried some different things, right? You've talked to them about this. You've documented it. It's in their chart. You know, 4 millimeters generalized in the posterior with bleeding. You know, maybe even if you don't have a perio chart, you probably have that. So you've talked to this before. It's not something that's new and just out of the blue. So you could say something like this, like, we've discussed this bleeding numerous times, and we've been as conservative as possible up to this point, and it's not getting any better. And you guys have all heard this before. We now know that this chronic infection in your mouth can affect your whole body. And you have blank, right, whatever systemic condition that may be. You have diabetes, and the health of your gums can make it harder to control your blood sugar. It's time to do something different. This isn't getting any better. It's time to do something different, right? This could be you have rheumatoid arthritis, and what we know is that is also an inflammatory condition. And so, you know, you don't want to have all these chronic inflammatory conditions weighing down your immune system, right? It's time to get this oral infection under control. It's time to do something different. Or this is a chronic infection. It's not improving. And with all the other inflammatory burdens your body's carrying, you don't need one more. It's time to do something different. And then that something different is going to be the treatment that you recommend. And in this perio workshop that we offer, I'm going to give you some information on this in just a moment, is some step-by-step enrollment tips, you know, for how do I improve enrollment? How do I get more patients to say yes to the treatment that they need? And a big part of it is really engaging them, you know. You guys have heard this before, you know, calling out those numbers. You know, whether you're using an automated system that does it for you or you're calling it out yourself, you know, calling out those numbers so the patients hear that, and then sitting them up knee to knee, and we recommend printing out that period chart with all the bleeding points and everything on there and really showing them the evidence that there's disease. It's going to be evidence for you and help you believe that it's time to do something different, okay? So team responsibilities on this one is administrative team. How do you stand with your perio percentage? You know, if you haven't already, go and download that perio tool and then really share that with your team. Doctors, support a proactive approach to perio and really back hygiene up. I have to give you an example of a doctor. You know, I love it when I hear this because I know the doctor is a strong leader, and we talked with a doctor recently who said, you know, their perio numbers, I think they were at 4% perio, and that was the reason why he called. He said, you know, I know these patients, we're trying to treat them at the prophy, and it's just we're not getting the response that we should because we're not taking the time to do the therapy, and we need some help to know how to enroll this. And he said, I take complete responsibility. He said, you know, I try to see what we can accomplish with the prophy, and then with the patient just kind of limp along. And he said, I'm the first one that's going to need to change, and I'm going to need to take a more proactive approach and really back my hygienist up when they recommend this. And that's just so refreshing because then you know they're going to get somewhere, right? Because the doctor is taking responsibility for being that leader, and the doctor is going to set the tone and lead by example, and the hygienists are going to know that when they are teeing their patients up and suggesting perio-therapy, that the doctor's going to come in and complete that diagnosis and back them up. And so that's a big, huge piece. Hygienist, your job is to be willing to step out of your comfort zone and present perio-therapy to patients that you see have active disease, and those that even if they're not getting any worse, they're not getting any better, and they're carrying that chronic inflammation. All right, so last but not least, very common reason for challenges with hygiene time management is inefficient doctor exams. And this is one challenge we hear about a lot, and it comes from everybody on the team, right? Everybody gets kind of frustrated with this piece of the practice. Hygienists, they feel like often they're waiting too long for the doctor exam, or maybe they feel rushed through the exam, or sometimes they feel like the doctor talks too much, either personal or maybe repeating what the hygienist has already reviewed, right? Any of these sounding familiar? Or you know, just frustrated that that piece of the appointment often gets them running behind. And the doctor's frustration is sometimes that they go in and they have to feel like they have to start from scratch. Maybe the hygienist hasn't mentioned to the patient the restorative or the perio needs, and the doctor really has to start that whole conversation from scratch, which takes a lot of time. Or maybe every time the doctor goes in, the exam format is different, or every hygienist in the practice does the exam a little different, and the doctor has to constantly adapt to that. So again, it goes back to systems, right? So on the video, I went through what an efficient doctor exam looks like, and the first step is to really sit down, hygienists and doctors, and get calibrated, okay? Three areas. First area to get calibrated is that it's okay to call ahead of time. Okay, so I talked about this a little bit in the videos. Is once that ultimate hygiene exam is completed and all of that data is collected, then the hygienist has already made decisions in his or her mind on priorities of care, right? And what the hygienist is going to present as far as teeing up treatment for the doctor, because the doctor and the hygienist are calibrated on treatment philosophies. That's the second step. So first area to get calibrated on is that it's okay to call ahead of time. It's okay to call at the end of that exam before scaling. In fact, that is what we recommend. Before you pick up a scaler, call for the doctor exam. Okay? Doctors know that if your hygienist is employing the system and they call the first time, now you have, right, 20 minutes or so, to 20 or 30 minutes to get in there for that doctor exam. Okay? Really about 20 minutes. And a tip is, we have one team that uses a light system, and so they buzz yellow when they call before they start scaling, and then they buzz green when they call before polishing. And when they see the green, they know, I'm at the end of my scaling time, come now. Okay? I love using radios, right, and giving permission to call more than once. Right? So I call before I start scaling, ready for an exam anytime, and then as I get ready to start polishing, we're ready for an exam, doctor, please. Okay? And so get the assistants on board, too, to help. Administrative team members, that's something that you can help with, too, at doctors, is really giving your assistants, say, please help me listen for these messages and get in on time. Because that's going to, it's going to dramatically reduce the amount of stress in the practice as a whole. The second thing that you want, a second area to get calibrated on is, what does the doctor want to hear at the exam? So doctors really say, step by step, you know, make a little cheat sheet with a list of what you want to hear and how you want the hygienist to review items, okay? So most often doctors want to know, you know, what was discussed. So instead of saying, what did you find, right, because that kind of perpetuates that whole, well, gosh, every time I come in here you find something, right, from the patient. Instead of saying, what did you find, say, Kristen, tell me what you guys discussed today. Okay, and so now Kristen can say, well, we reviewed the medical history. Pam is now on metformin because she was diagnosed with prediabetes. And it's really interesting because we have noticed bleeding gums in the past, and we've tried a lot of different things, and it's not working. And so now we have kind of some information to kind of shed the light on this, and we know one of the things that can be contributing to this is the diabetes. And I've also recommended, doctor, here's the perio chart. So you have that printed perio chart, and you hand that to the doctor. What we've discussed is some localized perio therapy. And so I'd like for you to look at those areas and just confirm that. And so doctor knows exactly what she is going to be discussing. And then the second area to get calibrated on is, the second one was, what does doctor want to hear, and in what order? So really write that down and keep that in a little note in your operatory, because the more you do it, the more it will just become a habit. And then doctor gets all the information that she needs. And then the third area is get calibrated on your perio and your restorative philosophy. And this takes a bit more time, and I teach a whole course about this. And particularly with restorative, we do something called a case review, where you know, you sit down with restorative cases and really get clear on when doctor recommends what. And then, you know, hygienist is not going to be diagnosing. I want to make that clear here. But he or she can tee up restorative, take photos of what she feels doctor will see as the most urgent area, and then have those photos ready. And that leads us to using visual cues. So those intro photos in the perior chart, this will help your doctor focus and know what he or she needs to do in that exam. This helps make that personal talk. You know, sometimes doctors kind of can get carried away if their team had a great game last night, right? They want to talk to everybody about it. And they're just, they have fun with their patients, right? And we want them to do that. We just want them to be able to do that in a real efficient way so that then we can get down to business. So if you, hygienist, if you have the photo up on the monitor when the doctor walks in, if you have that printed perior chart and you hand that to the doctor, that's going to be an immediate visual cue that we've got business to talk about here. So I've got to make sure that I make my personal connection very effective and yet brief, and then we've really got to get to the clinical piece here, okay? So team responsibilities with this doctor exam piece is administrative. Help the doctor stay focused and moving through the schedule throughout the day, and ask the assistants to help the doctors get into hygiene. One way to do this is look at your huddle, okay? And identify areas where it might be a little challenging to do hygiene exams, and is there a solution, right? Is there an alternative to that? Doctors, be willing to check hygiene early and trust that when you have calibrated the hygienist, so, you know, let's say a crown is the most appropriate treatment, what do you want your hygienist to say about the crown? You know, do you want to tell them to tell the patient that your crowns are different, right? You can do crowns in the same day. It doesn't require two appointments. You know, what do you want them to tell patients that's different about you? And then trust that the hygienists are doing that. And then have little cues. So when the hygienist says, you know, we discussed crown and possibly the CERAC, that's your cue to know what? She told the patient about CERAC. She told them that it's a one-day procedure, one-day procedure. She told them about the strength of the material. Whatever it is that you want them to say, you have to trust that they're going to go through that and that you don't have to reiterate that. And then hygienists, stick to the system you establish, right? Transfer that information to the doctor and really stick to the system. So you guys have a lot of action steps from all of these videos and from today's call. And I'm going to give you the CE code and open it up for questions in just a few minutes. And what I'd like to do is thank you for spending this time with me, you know, and for your time watching the videos, for passing them along to your friends and your colleagues. And I want to thank you, too, for your dedication to your practice, to your career, and to your patients. We are honored that you looked to Inspired Hygiene for information to grow your hygiene services, your systems, and your profits. And we want to invite you to stay connected to us. So I alluded to this earlier. Many of you have probably heard of our program, the Hygiene Profits Mastermind. And it's a virtual study club of sorts for dentists, practice administrators, and hygienists who are progressive, proactive, and want to maximize the potential of their hygiene department for patient care and for profitability. And you heard me reference some of the things that we do in the Mastermind and some of our past speakers. And so I want to give you a chance to be a charter member of the Mastermind group. We already have a lot of practices in the Mastermind, and you may have seen some of them on our Facebook page, you know, kind of share some of their experiences or on our website. And this charter membership offer is limited to 100 practices. We already have 51 practices enrolled as charter members, and so we've got 49 spots left. And the normal rate for our Mastermind is $127 a month. The special rate for this charter membership is $97 a month. And as a charter member, your rate will be locked in indefinitely as long as you are an active member. So as long as you stay a member, you'll lock in that rate at $97 a month. So I want to take just a second, and then we'll give the CE code and we'll open it up for our Q&A. I want to share with you a little bit about what folks get with the Mastermind in case it's something that you're interested in. We do monthly special topic calls with the industry's top experts, all relating to growing the hygiene department. So just like this call, right, was talking specifically about hygiene time management, you know, we've had calls with one of our past experts was Amy Donine, who's a nurse practitioner specializing in cardiovascular disease and inflammation, and she's co-founder of a really unique method called the Bale-Donine method, and she talks about how she educates physicians on periodontal disease and how what our role is as dental professionals in reducing that risk for cardiovascular disease. We have Linda Miles on how to drastically reduce open time on the hygiene schedule. Dr. Charles Blair has spoken on hygiene coding for maximum reimbursement. We have calls on hygiene compensation, and you, as a Mastermind member, would get to access all of those past calls in our library from years in the past. You get CDs of each upcoming topic call shipped directly to your office. You get 3 copies of each CD so you can share them, written transcripts of each call, recordings of all the calls posted within 24 hours on our private Mastermind library that you get access to as a member. And we have a real deep library of past calls over several years, checklists, like a lot of the ones that I talked about, like a perio maintenance checklist, we have that in the library, step-by-step systems. We have a range of clinical and practice management calls, all, again, directly related to growing the hygiene department. We do CE, like we did for today, for calls that have clinical topics. We have a private Facebook group that's monitored by our coaching team so we can answer questions of our Mastermind members quickly and they can interact with other members. Every month, you Mastermind members get an opportunity to schedule 15 minutes of private focused phone coaching time with one of our hygiene productivity coaches, and you get preferred pricing on our private in-office coaching with your team in your office. And so I want to invite you guys to consider that. I'm going to give you the website, and then I'm going to tell you about just a couple bonuses. The website is hygienemastermindcharter.com, hygienemastermindcharter.com. And for the next 48 hours, we're going to be offering these bonuses. This is the crazy thing right here when I talked about a system for developing your perio protocol. For years, we have been offering our profitable perio online workshop. And it is $897 for sale on our website. It is an 8-series webinar program. And we have special guest speakers like Dr. Richard Nagelberg and Tricia O'Hare, and just chock full of how step-by-step how you develop your perio protocol, science, the oral systemic link, and all of that. We're going to give our charter members, we're going to give unlimited online access to that program. So that's $897 value, and we're going to open that up in the library for our charter members and everybody that signs up in the next 48 hours, okay? And so we've never done that before. This is a huge bonus. You know, that's going to pay for almost your whole year's membership right there. And as long as you're an active charter member, you'll have access to that. And as long as you're an active charter member, you'll get updates to this program. We're likely going to update this program next year. And so you want to stay connected so you get the updates and new information on that. And then the first 5 offices that register in the next 48 hours after the call will receive 30 minutes of live phone coaching from me. That's $150 value. And then the first 21 offices that register are going to receive a copy of the new book that I just contributed to. It's the 3rd volume of Powerful Practice, which is it's published by the Academy of Dental Management Consultants. So it's me and 6 other very highly respected dental coaches sharing our strategies for dental practice success and growth in all areas of your practice. And that'll ship next month, value of $25. And so this program, here's what we hear from people, is that this gives them topics for your monthly hygiene department meetings. You get access to narratives. You get access to letters to communicate with your patients' medical doctors. People dig in for checklists and systems for much of what we've discussed on this call. You get to use our hygiene trackers. Just lots and lots of values that you have there. So if you join and you decide it's not for you, there's no contract. You can cancel it at any time by just getting in touch with us. If you want to stay in forever, we'd love to have you. We're always adding new stuff to it. We're looking at doing a live event for Mastermind members in the coming year. And so a lot of new things that we're adding to the Mastermind. It's really a fun group to be a part of. And you can get all the details, again, at hygienemastermindcharter.com. And any questions you have when you're registering, just email mastermind@inspiredhygiene.com, or you can call us direct at 704-541-0995 if you have questions. But you can register right on that website there. But just if anything comes up, please let us know. We'll answer your questions. All right, I want to give you the course code before we open up for questions. The course code is IH 1613. And here's how you're going to get your CE, okay? You're going to go back to hygienetimemanagement.com. That's the site likely that you registered on, hygienetimemanagement.com. And you're going to see on there the recording of the call, and you're going to see a CE link. It'll say click here for your CE, and what you'll do is you'll take a short post test, and then you'll enter this course code IH161013, and then you will print out. You'll need to print out your CE verification right then and there. You likely won't be able to go back to that, but it'll give you all the directions on that. It links to our online testing service. So you'll go in there and you can print your 1 hour AGD approved CE credit. And I just want to thank everyone for being on the call, and hope everyone has a wonderful experience just implementing everything that they learned. And please get on our Facebook page, ask us some questions. And thank you everybody for being on the call. And if you would like to get in line for questions, we're going to open up the Q&A now. If you'd like to get in line for questions, you need to hit *0. And the operator will come on and will put you in the line for questions.